trending. Hashtag food truck rebellion. Created by Opal Song,
Seer,
and Easy Tangent.
This is a Food Wars podfic. It is an audio first gen creation, rated G, possibly PG for language. Summary is, what if Azumi Nakiri won? What if his plan to close all restaurants that were not central approved actually came to fruition? What would happen then? CBC News. Breaking news! Azumi Nakiri's plan for world food domination successful! See article below for more details.
Nakiri's plan to take over the entire restaurant food industry has been successful. All restaurants worldwide are shut down unless they can comply with Nakiri's rigid regulations for recipes and service. What does this mean for everyday eaters like you and I? In short, we can't eat at restaurants anymore.
At Sexy Girl 2000. Wait, does this mean that my McDonald's habit is gonna be, like, done for?
At Trapeze Alice. McDonald's French fries are the bomb! Crying emoji.
At Uke Roy. But how are they gonna do this? Like, the fast food industry is massive. And the rest of the industry, like, I don't understand if anybody, like, what does this mean?
At Savage Kitty. I want to do a distracted boyfriend meme. So other woman, 0.05% of consumers eating out. Restaurant industry is the distracted boyfriend. And the girlfriend is literally everyone else on the planet.
At Sandsnake. I just went to my local Olive Garden and they were closed. They said indefinitely. I kind of thought this was all a joke.
At Icicle Heart. Okay, so I live in a city of 800,000 people. I get that that's not big, but it's not small. There's only one restaurant in the entire town now. And I don't know anyone who knows anyone who can afford to eat there.
At Sephiroth's Girl Forever. I've been a server for like 10 years now through various restaurants. I was paying my way through university and I just got fired and can't get hired anywhere because, like, I'm not I'm not a lifelong server, so I'm not good enough to be service staff at the two restaurants that exist in my city, and there's no other work for me. Help! Here's my GoFundMe.
At Karate Kick 2045. Suckers, I work at a coffee shop.
At gym. Verified. I don't see what you are all talking about. This new lack of riffraff is... oh, it's refreshing.
At the 1%. Verified. My dad took me out to our restaurant last night for my birthday, and suckers, it was amazing.
At Elwood's Heart. I'm a cashier at a grocery store, and we're all really confused right now. A couple of people from Central came in and looked at our deli department, like, really, really harshly. No one's quite sure if our, like, pre-packaged meat... one of two. Two of two. Is okay, and, like, they seem to have ignored the salad kits, but I don't know. They definitely shut down our entire actual, like, food, like, our sandwich center and everything. Like, it's all shut down now. I'm actually really worried. We're a local, just, like, family-run grocery store, and that was a big part of our income.
At Karate Kick 2045. Oh, shit.
At Internet Grandma! I make pierogies for the entire church. Every month, once a month. Is that still allowed under these new laws? Or am I going to go to jail? Maybe I'll be a rebel. Pierogies forever!
At Central. Verified. No. At Rain Pain. I can't cook, so they don't even have frozen Hungry Man at the grocery store anymore. I'm gonna be living off crackers forever.
At I Heart Colette. Psst, Potluck Thursday. Don't invite at Central.
At Yana Dances. Idiot. At Central. Verified. Noted.
At BuzzFeed. Here's a list of all the foods and pre-made items that you might have questions about under this new restaurant law. Item number one, frozen pre-made pre-packaged food. For example, Hungry Man. Nope.
Pre-made bento boxes. Nope.
An apple. Ding! You're good to go on that one.
A head of iceberg lettuce. Yep.
Any deli sandwich. Pre-made, of course. Nope. You are caught by the police.
Pre-sliced deli meat. We'll let it slide.
That marshmallow salad thing you always bring to potlucks. Potlucks outlawed.
Salsa con queso. I have no idea. Is it okay? Sure. Sure.
They haven't outlawed it yet. McDonald's. Nope, 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 nope. Or do you have a death wish? Bread. Well, hasn't been outlawed yet, for which we are all grateful. But I fear its days are numbered.
Now here's one that we get a lot of questions about. Yogurt. Yes, but not frozen yogurt. That's one step too far.
Ice cream is also a no, much to our very, very immense sadness.
Click here for our ice cream recipe. From Tasty. Pre-seasoned, pre-cooked meats. Sorry for you raw meat phobes. That's a no. At Fancy Cocktail. Mastication in front of the ledge.
So much tasty at Yukihita Diner. Food truck open in front of the big white building with the columns. Come get your tasty pork buns here.
Megumi at Whole Soul Foods. Soma, are you sure that we should be talking about this in public?
So much tasty at Yukihita Diner. Fuck the police, then we'll feed them too!
At Karate Kick 2045. I went to the food trucks in front of Location Redacted, and it was amazing. I feel like I can live again.
At Strawberry 69, nice. I wonder if any of these food trucks are taking workers. I want to help the rebellion, but, like, I don't have any money right now.
At Time Sword Slice. I'm not worried about the police, because, like, they can't afford restaurants either, but nobody tell the Chop Squad.
At Chaos Wings. Anti-Chop Squad forever! I love Colette. Guys, the kebab place is back on 4th and Main! They're in a Bell MDS truck! We need to meet there at like 11 o'clock today! It'll be awesome!
At Yana Dances. Congratulations, asshole. The Chop Squad is here. At Central, verified, replying to at I Love Colette. Thank you for the tip.
At Jim, verified. I can't believe how these food trucks are bringing down the oeuvre of the restaurant industry. Nothing's quite like At Central.
At Werewolf. I ate at this one food truck, and the chef, I'm not lying, was naked in an apron, and I'm not lying, the food was the best I've ever had.
Ishiki at Naked Chef. Why, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
At Central, verified. Please tweet us the locations of any gorilla food trucks that you see. This is a very serious trespass of the law.
At America's Ass. I ate at the Divine truck yesterday. I won't describe it or anything about it, but I will just say that the God Tongue is alive and well, people.
At the 1% verified. Paging at Central. Food truck spotted at Tache at Provence. White van marked Stewart's Plumbing. Selling stew in brackets, ha ha, period, out of the back.
Takumi Aldini at Aldini's. If any police are in the mood for spaghetti and meatballs, we have some left over. You are aware of where we are located. We are always happy to feed those who help the people.
At Hataskew. Actually, I don't know why you guys are complaining about these new laws. These are the best thing to happen to home cooking. If you can't boil water, pick up a cookbook.
At. Literally just a rat. Guys, the number one borscht truck, best borscht, just got taken down by the Chop Squad. Stay away. I'm going to have to settle now for that terrible one on 4th Street.
At Central, verified. Heading to 4th Street now.
At literally just a rat. Shit.
At I Love Colette. It's not just me, you guys!
At Central, verified. all you food truck, in quotes, patrons, please note that best borscht, in quotes, cook, so-called, has been sentenced to prison for breaking the law. They will serve 5 to 10 years.
At gym, verified. Not long enough in my book. At central.
At eight-legged. Oh my god, you guys! My home cooking is getting so much better now. Next up, risotto!
At CBC, verified. Everything you need to know about the ongoing gorilla food truck phenomenon. Click here for our full article. Click!
As some of you may well know, food trucks have been gaining traction throughout various cities in the world due to a shutdown of traditional restaurants. What you may not know is that food trucks are highly illegal, with the now not quite so recent laws banning all restaurants that are not central verified. While there have been attempts to make central verified food trucks, these have not gone as well as the proprietors may have hoped. These gorilla food trucks, the non-central verified ones, seem to be fulfilling a desire for the greater population for pre-made food. Who knows whether these rebels will last against the central authority and the so-called chop squads that are sent out to find and remove them. So far, there have been a number of arrests of chefs and proprietors from these food trucks. All chefs or proprietors of these food trucks have been sentenced to at least 5 years and up to 30 in prison, depending on the various defenses. Thus far, no patrons of any food trucks have been charged, but several have been arrested and held for bail due to their witness and involvement. Central and their various social media outreach methods are offering rewards for the locations of these rogue food trucks. So far, it seems that there do seem to be some leaders of this food truck movement. One is Yukihira Soma, who goes by his name on Twitter, so don't worry, we aren't outing anyone here. And he has been very vocal, but also impossible to find for the Chop Squad. Though more than one squad from the Chop Squad has gone to find him and apparently, according to our sources, has never returned. The Aldini brothers have also been quite vocal in their objection to the new laws. They were heirs to a restaurant that was shut down due to not being of central quality. So they were directly impacted. They also apparently, allegedly, have a food truck that serves primarily Italian food. A further and very, very noteworthy leader of the rebellion is Erina Nakiri herself, daughter of Azami Nakiri, our great food overlord. She has been quite vocal in her objection to her father's law and the various consequences thereof. She is apparently working closely with Tadakori Megumi, who is organizing a groundswell movement against this law. They have so far collected over 1 million signatures on their petition to reconsider this law. Who knows how many they will gain in the future?
At Umbrella and Boots. Have you signed the petition yet to repeal the stupid law? Sign it now! Sign it now! Sign it now! Sign it now!
At Action Doctor. I'm very excited about this law being challenged in court now. With its repeal, I think that general health will be on the rise again. with proper nutrition for all.
At Little Red. OMG, you guys! I think they're gonna repeal it! I've never been so interested in Supreme Court politics as I am right now! I wish they live-streamed this shit!
At On a White Horse. I'm so tired of toast. I'm so tired of crackers. I'm so tired of peanut butter on a celery stick when I'm feeling guilty. Ugh.
At The Original Vampire. It passed, you guys! Holy shit, it passed! Maybe sometime in the next, decade, I can have the glory that is hash browns again.
At Adobo Buns. Now that the law's maybe going to be repealed, I'm a little disappointed, to be honest. It's been fun getting chased by the Chop Squad. It's kept me on my toes.
So much tasty. At Yukihira's Diner. Sup, bitches! We're legal again!
At Central Verified. Be sure, customers, we will be doing everything we can to fight this ridiculous law and renewing the proper status quo.
At BuzzFeed Verified. Have some questions about the new law about restaurants and food trucks? Well, we did too. Click here to see more.
Click. Question. Can I get McDonald's? Answer. They don't have a food truck yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if they get one very soon.
Question. Will my Hungry Man dinners ever come back to the grocery store? Answer. It's not directly food truck related, so we don't actually know.
Question. So what did this law change again? Answer. Food trucks have become a new category separate from restaurants, thereby not falling under the umbrella rule of restaurants as set down by the vampire father of us all, Azuminaki.
Question. What about potlucks? Answer. We still don't know.
Question. I really like those packaged salads and pre-made bentos and stuff like that. Are food trucks legal to sell that? Answer. We don't exactly know what food trucks are and are not allowed to sell. The law was pretty vague, the new one. It just recategorized food trucks. So as of right now, with as far as our legal team can tell, food trucks are allowed to sell whatever they want. Who knows whether this will stick, though, or if Central will shimmy their way in there and narrow the definition of what food trucks are actually allowed to sell you. Also, general health and safety might want to be involved in that, because currently none of the restaurant laws apply.
Megumi at Whole Soul Foods. We have won a great victory today, and we should be really excited about it, but we can't stop here.
The end!
Diamonds on the road.
listening to this podfic. If you enjoyed it, please leave feedback. You can find this podfic and its transcript at Archive of Our Own under Opal Song, Seer, or Easy Tangent. Thanks for listening, and this was recorded for Pod Together 2019. We sure had fun and hoped you did too.
Give us more details.
Oh. No. There's no script. Okay.
I know, right?
I will edit this heavily, don't worry.
Because I'm going to talk very slowly.
Okay.
As I think about every word with my slightly drunk brain. Which wasn't thinking quickly before I drank.
His, what is it called? His thing in the school? Like, the council, the...
I know. I can't remember either.
Okay, just a... You continue, I'll...
It's not Chop Squad, but it should be. okay. It sounds like I'm making this up on the spot, because I am. Suckers, I work at a coffee shop.
Would that count?
Yes, it counts. Because someone's going to reply with, like,
oh, okay.
Bad news.
Okay, okay. I'll leave that to you. I'll leave that to you. Or just he can reply later.
Replying to self 2 days later. Oh, shit.
Okay, okay. Let me do an in-between and then do that again. Also, when I'm not, like, losing it.
My dad took me out to our restaurant last night for my birthday. And suckers, it was amazing.
Just fuck you.
That's why douchey 1%.
Yeah. At James Bond has a hot booty. No.
Okay.
Oh, what's the code?
The eagle has landed.
The cake has risen.
It has risen indeed.
I mean, oh, so Christian-centric, and yet, it's so good.
Also, what do people in prisons eat?
Lobster.
You can break in at any time.
Just wasn't expecting to be creative tonight.
I know, it's hard. But the liquid courage helps.
It does.
At least it makes me less self-conscious when I make up stupid Twitter handles on the spot.
Yep, and then I get to edit it.
All I want is gonna do America's ass.
What?
As a Twitter handle. Because Captain America's up there.
Yeah, yes. America's ass.
I bet some of these Twitter handles we've made up do exist.
Oh, 100%. Jim definitely exists. Hopefully, they're not a douchebag like our Jim. But, you know, probably.
Yeah.
My apologies if your name is Jim on Twitter and you are not a douchebag.
So, Jim is a web magician and taco eater.
Oh, gosh.
His most recent post was shrimp. He's not verified. He has also posted platters of best meats of 2017.
He's a foodie.
Oh, God.
This is at Jim
on this Twitter. This is the worst.
A bar.
Okay, we need to stop. We need to stop. This was not meant to be RPF.
Grilling sausages outside.
Ooh. Jim, I hate you so much. Good job.
take your shrimp and get out.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay, so now we need to...
meet at real at Jim.
No. Please don't comment on at Jim's actual Twitter. Please don't. This was not meant to be RPF. And I'm sure at Jim is actually a lovely person.
Oh, we should probably... would at Werewolf... Oh, he's also... Okay. That's based off Scott McCall, also dumb as a rock. Love him dearly.
But you really need to do one at the 1%. who is actually giving a tip?
Oh, okay. I'm going to bring up Stewart's.
Stewart's Plumbing?
Stewart's
Plumbing. I saw a white plumbing van. It had stew written on it.
They think they're so funny. Ha. Period.
Period. Like, space, period.
Where was it?
No, this is exactly what he's tweeting. I just
ran out of character.
One of two.
And that's already a vague reference.
You should do Ojo and O Street.
Ojo and O Street? At Confusion Corner. Because that's not vague at all.
You could also do, like, Provencher at Taché.
Oh, okay. Ooh, that does sound very fancy. Mm. It's French.
It's also an actual
place. It's also an actual place. At La Jumeaudier.
Yeah. La Jumeaudier, if you go by Google.
No, the 1%... Oh, the 1% is a snobby rich. Yeah. No, they would still say La Jumeaudier.
Provencher. Attaché.
Attaché.
It's like, this is not actually a snobby part of town. It's just the French part of town. Okay. Thor, God of Thunder.
Literally just a rat.
Yes! Pizza rat. Borscht rat.
Borscht rat.
I went to my favorite borscht shop yesterday. It's like assuming there's more than one borscht shop and this person is a connoisseur of borscht food trucks. Oh gosh. There's an entire story right there.